as a baseball player at the University of North Carolina, my freshman year of school, I was diagnosed with brain cancer and saw the firsthand reality of what childhood cancer was treated right there on campus at the NC Children's Hospital, and quickly realized not only how bad childhood cancer was, but also we had to do something to combat it. And so we, as a baseball team, began to shave heads to raise funds and learn that we had a platform as student-athletes to do something. That translated to, after graduation, realizing that this couldn't just be contained to just Chapel Hill, but this could work actually all over the country. So now we work with hundreds of teams across the country, ranging from youth league sports to high schools to minor league baseball and everywhere in between, all funding childhood cancer efforts nationwide.
I remember that Carolina baseball team that all shaved their heads in solidarity, trying to spread the message there against childhood cancer. And one of your teammates on that team, now third baseman for the Seattle Mariners, Kyle Seager, you've teamed up once again in this battle. How does Kyle play into this?
So Kyle was a longtime teammate, obviously, and a very close friend, and one of the first people to really come and visit me when I was diagnosed. And we've got a lot of great stories from whatever reason of during my treatment and him being really by my side for a lot of it. And as he's progressed through the Mariners organization and really now in the big leagues, he and his wife Julie have been wanting to do something to give back. We collaborated this spring on a pretty cool concept where people can actually pledge per hit that he has this year, and all the proceeds are benefiting versus cancer. And so along with each pledge, there's particular levels of giving where if you pledge 50 cents, you get a T-shirt from us. If you pledge a dollar, you get a signed ball. And the big level, if you pledge $5 per hit that he has this season, the Seagers are actually donating a suite at a Mariners game close to September. So it's just a really cool way to not only be a big fan of Kyle and Julie Seager for what they're doing, but also embrace the idea that we can help children with cancer if it's just using a statistic in the game of baseball to do so.
How is that money going to be used? How is that going to be routed through actually getting into research or helping in any way that it can?
Yeah, so we're sticking with our model of every dollar that we give, half of the proceeds go to National Childhood Cancer Research, and the other half goes back to a local children's hospital. So in this case, with Kyle and Julie being in Seattle, we're actually funding projects within Seattle Children's Hospital. So it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, we're funding every aspect of how a child goes through cancer, from the moment they step into a hospital to the actual drugs they receive on the back end, knowing that we're going to help them beat this thing.
How can we just give if we wanted to just help out? Can we just give the credit card information over and donate that way as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You can definitely just donate to the campaign for sure, which a lot of people do. I think everybody identifies it. It's pretty cool. But honestly, you can pledge anywhere from 10 cents up. So it's kind of interesting. We're all becoming Seager fans this year. Hopefully a lot of more Mariners fans here in Chapel Hill.
Ackley out there too, right?
Ackley is out there too, yeah. And Brian Rands in AAA with the Mariners. So there's a lot of faces that are right there.
All right, Ed. How can we donate then?
The website is just SeagerVersusCancer.org. So Seager, S-E-A-G-E-R-V-S, cancer.org. And it'll route right to the website. And you can see right on there. You can pledge or donate right online.
Is there a stated goal with this in terms of funding, and where do we stand?
Yeah, we actually just had to up it. So our original goal was $30,000 to be raised and pledged, and we passed that this morning in just 2 weeks. So we didn't really want to up it, but we figured we got all season long, so we might as well set the goal high. So our new goal is $50,000. And the good thing about this, too, is that Kyle and Julie are matching the first 100 people to pledge. So they are in this as much as the next person, where they're actively trying to fight this thing. So they matched the first 100 people to pledge, which we just passed that number. So pretty cool.
The dedication there from a car outside of a parking lot of a Harris Teeter in Burlington.
Yeah,
Chase
exactly.
Jones.
Exactly.